This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of summer wine and winter wine. I'd have to ask Jennifer that. Probably she's not here with us.
I was going to say, that's a missed opportunity for her.
Yes, it is.
Matter of fact.
She is the pro. She is the connoisseur.
What do they call them? I always say schmonies, but some of them. Yeah, it's a French word for, it must be for wine expert, right?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wine genius.
That's true. Well, we're a different kind of genius here on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, genius lady. Doug Steffen, moderate genius man. And I mean, if I do say so much, probably other people should say that. Like, you should say that about me. Like I said it about you. It shouldn't be me who says it about me.
You right? are an extraordinary genius.
So here we go. Okay, thank you very much. I do what I can here because once you do what you can, no matter how seemingly insignificant it is, things change, right? Whatever you do changes. Whatever action, anything you do, changes things. Things change every second, every minute, every moment of the day. Things are changing. And so you are an instrument of change, whether you like it or not. So get ready for some changes. Here's the story from Arkansas, where a man recently won a couple hundred grand in the Powerball jackpot. Instead of claiming the prize, he fulfilled what was once just a joke between he and his stepdaughter. The lady, Christy Carroll, I think is the lady's name, she says, my stepdad always plays the numbers, and what he does is use my birthday and my daughter's birthday. We always had a running joke that if he won, he would give me the winning ticket. Well, he won. And so his ticket matched four numbers. And so there was a $50,000 prize. But because he had added the power play option for a dollar, the prize was multiplied by four. So he got 200 grand, and he surprised his daughter at her home. He told her that he had something important to tell her. He had good news and bad news, so he said. He gave me the bad news first. I must start paying my own phone bill. The good news, I have money to pay it. And then he gave her the lottery ticket. What a great story. What a great,
yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is cool. Good for her and good for him. All right, let's deal with the reality of what's going on. People are talking about the wife of that Gilgo Beach murderer, the New York architect. I've stayed away from this purposely because I thought to myself, this is, okay, so this guy killed three women. And they found him, these women were killed, what, 10 years ago, I think? I remember the piece of the story. Pardon my continuing.
The remains were found more than a decade ago.
Right. So, but this guy, this is a stand-up guy, right? Yeah, but he's a serial killer, exactly. I guess that tells.
And most serial killers, are charming, and people would. Yeah. And his own wife had no idea.
No. Yep. So. Anyway, these three girls all killed 10 years ago. They were sex workers, and they advertised online. And so it was one of those things where the police, so what? That's the attitude of some police. They were called the Gilgo Beach killings. I never even heard of Gilgo Beach before, did you? You know, I never...
Not until these. The women were known as the Gilgo Four, and they were only discovered after they were searching for another woman.
Could the authorities be wrong? Could this be the wrong person? The wife apparently doesn't believe it because she's filed for divorce, which probably is appropriate under the circumstances, but wow.
But also, could you imagine if he wasn't the serial killer and all of this heat is coming towards him and, like, just on the off chance he had nothing to do with it? Could you imagine that? Mm-hmm. Life just totally uprooted. Everyone thinks you're this murderer, this psychopath.
Yeah. There are a lot of those people around doing various things. All right. So, I don't know how much more time. I mentioned this earlier about Carly Russell apologizing, saying there was no kidnapping. Here's a nut. This woman, what does she need? What's missing in her life that she pulls this and gets everybody all worked up about it? I feel like not giving her any more publicity at all, right? So I think I'm going to dispense.
No, but it also raises the additional conversation of, even if somebody did something so unbelievably wrong and haphazardous, she's also received a lot of bullying online. And it's one of those things that her boyfriend came out and was like, before she had said and acknowledged that she was lying, her boyfriend had come to her defense and said that whether she's lying or telling the truth, nobody deserves to be bullied in such a way by people.
Okay.
And it's one of those, like, there's some accuracy in that conversation that nobody deserves to be bullied. Clearly,
isn't
there
that
is
a sign of the times? Not that it justifies it at all, but isn't it a sign of the times?
Oh, yeah. You have what are they? The keyboard warriors and the internet trolls and people saying things that they wouldn't say to somebody's face, or they go out of their way to just bully other people. Like you and I, Doug, we grew up in a time where if we were bullied at school, the bullying stopped when the school bell rang or when we got home. It didn't continuously follow us, where a lot of kids, and not even just children today, but adults as well, and we see this, that there is no safe place. If you are online, if you have social media, if you have access or people can access you in any way, shape, or form, it could happen. And it's just so disheartening that there's so much hate and so much open in people's hearts.
For what reason? What is the matter with you? I remember having a problem in junior high school and high school with a kid named Peter Olson. He was a bully. He bullied me and other youngsters as well because there was something wrong with him. But he got away with it for a while. I get to the point where I was riding the bus back and forth to school, and I decided I was going to ride my bike 4 miles to school when I could, because I wanted to be on the bus with him. And my father got wind. He said, "Why are you riding your bike to school?" I said, "Well, because there's this guy on the bus." So whatever my father did, I know he found out who it was, and he did something because the bullying stopped. And that was one of the things that I remember. My father and I didn't always have the best of relations, but I know he had in his own mind my best interests at heart. And that was an example of him taking sort of the law into his own hands. And I feel like a lot of parents don't do that these days. Take care of your own. Take care of your family. Take care of your children. If something's going on, you need to get in the middle of it and stop it.
Yeah, don't
have to
have the conversations.
Exactly. The Russians have hit a Ukrainian town across the Danube River, right on the border of Romania. Romania is a member of NATO. This is kind of an up yours, in a manner of speaking, never mind the beauty of the Danube River. But the idea that they would attack an area, this is the breadbasket. The Danube is like the Mississippi River that feeds all the land on both sides. So amazing things are grown there. It's kind of like the Rio Grande, too. I mean, there are a lot of big rivers, and they service on both sides. This is interesting because the Danube is the border, like the Rio Grande is the border between Mexico and the United States. My daughter and my son-in-law and I were talking about this the other night, about how the Rio Grande is one of those rivers. It's like the Jordan River in Israel. You hear all these stories and it's like a puddle. It is. The Rio Grande is a very small river, especially along the areas where El Paso and Juarez come together. The Jordan River, by the way, is an aside between Israel and Jordan, about 50 feet wide. That's it. And I remember walking down to the river, and the Israeli soldiers are on one side, and the Jordanian soldiers are on the other side. And that still is the case today. And there are soldiers on both sides. And they've become friends. They talk to each other over the river. They're just there. They're stationed there because they're supposedly protecting their countries. But there were two girls that were there the last time I went down to the Jordan River bank. There were two soldiers, and I talked to them. And when I walked down, they were talking to the soldiers on the other side. And I said, like, how come you're talking to these guys? Aren't they your enemy? They both said, no, we're all friends. So what does that tell you about all this, the reality of all this stupid stuff with the Palestinians and Hamas and stuff? It really is. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent. But at any rate, here's this is a Georgia mom recovering from a humiliating ordeal. Supposed to be a fun family day out. Her name is Tiffany Francis. She was with her family and friends at a water park in Georgia. She decided to take her 11-month-old son to the river. The child was asleep, apparently hungry. She began to nurse him as they floated around.
Yeah.
But the lifeguard comes up to her and says, ma'am, you can't breastfeed in the lazy river.
Put your boob away, ma'am.
So she said, I thought the guy was kidding. Then somebody else came up to her and said, oh, my gosh, are you breastfeeding for real?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, she was straight up, like, shamed and humiliated.
Oh, my God. What is the matter?
Yeah, and they said, you're allowed to breastfeed anywhere here. You can't do it in the water. They cited that you can have a breast exposed while you're in the water.
Food.
Well,
men
don't wear shirts, and men have breasts. Guess what?
Wait a minute. But there are no food or drinks allowed in the water.
That was another thing that they said. Yeah, that was one of the other things. But there's no food or drinks allowed in the water.
Oh, my God.
And she was humiliated and shamed and all of that. And she took to social media, not necessarily to rant about what happened, but to warn other mothers, hey, if you were in a pool or in a lazy river, don't do this. Well, the owner and the manager came out and was like, hey, we did some research. Technically, it's against Georgia law. We changed our policy.
Oh, my God.
Anywhere a mother and her child are permitted to be, they can breastfeed.
Yeah.
So they apologize.
That's a lesson in life, huh? 18 after on Good Day.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell Breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. I participate in Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Here's Laura Reynolds.
California says it won't allow new gas cars to be sold in California after 2035. Is that even possible? I asked AAA's Greg Brannon, and here's what he said.
I think it's a little unrealistic to think that we'll actually be able to get there, and I would not be surprised to see some modifications of that. California, though, has driven the automotive industry forward in terms of many things, including emission controls, and they have a very serious climate issue in Southern California that they have to actively manage, and that you can see. The rest of us in the U.S. don't have that same sort of visual representation of the climate issue. And so it becomes a little less real to the rest of the United States. And so they've always, in California, pushed forward. And I'm glad, because if we wait for, people to see it in other parts of the country, we're going to have a real problem. So it's an interesting dynamic. And I think that some of these targets are good. They're pushing the industry forward. Probably not as fast as the targets would indicate, though.
With today's Auto News, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Love the new car, but how did...
Oh, CarPro.com, my new friend.
Friend?
He took his time with me, you know.
No, I don't know.
Just a perfect touch.
Wait, who's touching?
Oh, honey. CarPro.com has the easiest, most wonderful way of buying a car. They use their CarPro friends inside the dealership, and it just makes all the difference. I'm in love.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free. CarPro.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Like it or not, this is one of the most controversial songs for summer that there is. You know that, Jay? The margarita song?
Why is it controversial?
Well, because people think that it's promoting liquoring up, among other things. Yeah, let's go down to Margaritaville and get sloshed. Woo-ha! Plus, there are a lot of people who resent how much money Jimmy Buffett has made just on this one song. He's becoming like a billionaire with all of the themes.
Well, then he turned it into a franchise with the Margaritaville restaurants.
Yeah, right.
And who can also, we can't forget, Cheeseburger in Paradise. Great song, great restaurant.
So is that, do we have margaritas and cheeseburgers? Is that what is that a good combo? I don't drink, so I don't know, and I don't eat cheese.
That's bad. You don't eat burgers.
I'm out to lunch on both of these counts. So would that be acceptable? Would you have a margarita with a cheeseburger?
Well, technically, I think at both of those restaurants, at Cheeseburger in Paradise, you can get a margarita and cheeseburger, and at Margaritaville, you can get a cheeseburger and a margarita.
Are you speaking from experience? Have you been to either of the...
Yeah, I've been to both, yeah.
Okay.
I can't say I've had the margaritas there, but... Mm-hmm. When I did eat meat, they had good burgers.
Are you a margarita drinker? What do you drink? What's your drink of preference?
I don't really drink much anymore. With all my health issues, it's not even worth it for me. But I always loved wine. If it's a beer, I was a PBR fan. But if it was one of my, like, if I was going out and I was going to have a drink, it was a gin and tonic.
Really? Sounds kind of tough. All right, let's get to what's going on in social media. Or some people are confusing this, and I'm one of them, sometimes deliberately, all the news about robots and AI and that sort of thing. So now we have a new robotic medic that could save lives in places like radiation zones that are too dangerous for people. This sounds like it would be. This is a good use of it. That's why I call this to your attention. Human medics control a vehicle remotely and use the robot to check a patient's temperature and blood pressure and heart rate and all that stuff, sometimes to give injections. This is big game-changing technology, I would think. I'll have to talk to a doctor. I think I'll talk to Jack and Ken about this.
And especially in life or death health situations where medical care cannot get in and it becomes life or death for them too. This is definitely one of those things of like, okay, fine, let a robot do its thing.
Okay, we'll do that. By the way, don't forget our Good Day Health podcast that we have for you every week with both Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Latest one from Ken covers a number of topics, as it usually does. Will COVID ever go away is a question. I should ask that of Jack as well, I think, don't you? I think it'd be a good
question. Doesn't it seem like it's just going to be the flu-ish?
Well, there are three new strains this year, I think.
Yeah, where it's kind of a seasonal thing.
We asked people who are Twitter users whether Elon Musk was making the platform better or destroying it. Some of the comments, let's see here. John Paracol said, this isn't a political thing. It's about Elon as a business person. Based on that, he's a failure with Twitter. Okay. Let's see here. Colleen says, I don't care. Okay.
I like it.
Greg says he's making it better by making it more open. All right. If you use it. Troy Bratton, I think, is the name of this listener. I guess it all depends on your if you're a liberal, I guess he's because he can't control the narrative anymore. I don't understand.
Twitter was
that.
One of those things that came under fire for controlling narratives.
Okay.
Hiding certain news stories.
Listener Andy Brinkley says, I didn't use Twitter when Elon took over. I tried it. I didn't care for it, so I quit using it. I seemed to get a lot of tweets. I didn't care for that because they're on the sexual side of things. Hey, listen, that's the answer from some.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Talks will resume today between UPS and Teamsters Union in hopes of agreeing on a new contract. The current agreement expires on July 31st, and the union is already set to strike. Several large companies that utilize UPS have notified customers this week that there may be shipping delays. UPS officials say they're focused on reaching an agreement. President Biden will be designating a new national monument to honor Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley. The 14-year-old black child from Chicago was kidnapped, beaten, and brutally murdered in Mississippi back in 1955. Biden will sign a proclamation today on what would have been Emmett's 82nd birthday to establish the Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument at three sites. They include two sites in Mississippi and one at a church on Chicago's South Side. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
News, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Summer, you old Indian, summer. Comes after June time's laughter.
June, July, August, September, and then so many summer. Indian summer. Dreaming with the music of Tony Bennett. The world largely remembers him for his, I guess the word would be transcendent vocals, because he could sing all different kinds of octaves. He was a real professional singer, trained singer. When he realized that he could sing, he and his family, his mother and father, I think, I've forgotten whether his father was, I think he was, supported him with singing lessons and learning about music, realizing at an early age, I think 13 or 14 was when he really, when it became obvious that he had not only a passion for singing, but he had the ability.
Yeah.
Now, the thing
given talent
that isn't much known about him is his passion for art as well. His life was built around his singing, but also his painting. And so there are now displays online of some of his work, and it's really quite interesting. You know, a lot of people are well known. My friend Uri Geller has a very interesting collection of his own art. A lot of people do that. And I'm not sure whether the art, whether it becomes art because it was somebody famous who did it, or whether, how do you know? How do you define art? Isn't it in the eyes of the beholder? Or is anything else? What makes Gauguin or any of these artists, what makes them Picasso? What makes them popular?
Yeah,
I look at the stuff, I see nothing with Picasso. Anyway,
and some people become famous artists who are renowned and people pay big bucks for them while they are still alive. And then others, it's not until after their death that they become these true masterpieces, these works of art.
That's when you think about what we do to express ourselves, that's really what it's about. I feel this, my art is this. Or maybe my art might be, you know, making a design in a cornfield on the farm, or cutting a field of hay with some, you know, kind of silly design. But we all have different ways to figure what to express ourselves. That's kind of, art is an expression. Maybe that's where we leave it, right? The main expression in your life may be your love for somebody or something. Hopefully it's somebody and not necessarily something. I was reading a story about a lady who cleaned out her house in my neighborhood. She was a self-described hoarder, and she lived in a small 1,400-square-foot house. And when she cleaned out the house, she had 12,795 possessions. She counted them. How do you get 12,795 items into a 1,450-foot square foot house?
It takes up every square inch.
Wow.
Think about it. It,
right.
It stacks on top of stacks on top of stacks
yeah.
and stuff. I had a neighbor where they were hoarders. Every inch of that house, from floor to ceiling, it was almost like a maze they'd have to navigate just to get through.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there was an electrical fire. And because there were so many items in that house burned up so
right.
quickly.
Bingo.
That fire flew through.
Right. So it happens. All right, let's look at the world of money and finance, the stock market, things that are doing well. There are some companies, the drug companies are cutting employees because there's a resistance. You know, it's almost too much of a good thing. Well, how many times have you heard me say, talk about drug ads on radio and television and how they're just everywhere? We're getting every spot break, there's a drug, and people are becoming numb to it. Right? Taking something that was seemingly important. You needed drugs when you were sick, right? You needed drugs to help you, and they were a good thing. Now there's a drug for everything.
Well,
you want to lose weight? Take a pill. You know,
we
got a headache? Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, no, before your doctor would say, okay, so this is what I suggest to you, but now these adverts are saying,
talk to
your doctor about this. If you experience this, this, and this, talk to your doctor about this drug. And they're encouraging patients to discuss the drugs with their doctors rather than vice versa. And if you look in any other country, or if anybody travels to the U.S. On vacation or whatever reason, and they see these, it's always like, wait, this is what? You guys have these on your radio and TV, and what's going on?
Right, yep. That is what's going on. Bad stuff. All right, now, the other side of it, the energy tech world is booming. I'm looking at some categories. Stock futures, some of the technology, the technology sector is kind of flat, and people are saying that that's because Thread was overdone by Facebook, overmarketed, overplayed, and it's affecting the value of the stock at Meta, which is the parent company. Yeah, that makes some sense, right? And so it's like the domino effect. It's not only having an impact on Meta, but on Google and some of the other big tech companies. But it's not having an impact on the clean energy tech boom. And this is a complete, I get such a charge out of this, I guess, pardon the pun. But these companies that are making the electric vehicle charging stations are having a bonanza, right? And so people are saying, my son and his wife just ordered a Volvo electric car. Okay, so they did that. They're in California. Everybody wants to have an electric car in California. I don't snicker, but I say, you know, why? What do you think this is going to do? Well, I just think it's right for us. Okay, that's a good decision. But don't do it because you think you're going to change the situation with fossil fuels, because you're not, at least not for the next 30 years or so. But, yeah, solar panels and selling them, that's a good area. Find a company like that. You can invest in those. They're doing well. And now that climate bill that was passed about a year or so ago has started a surge in these companies. And one of the ways it's happening is because we as taxpayers are paying for things. We have credits, right? Install solar panels. I'm taking advantage of it. I'm putting them on my house, putting them at the barn. And if I'm going to put an acre of solar on one of the pastures at the farm, I become energy neutral. I will never have to pay for energy again. And in fact, I'll get a few bucks out of the solar power that comes from the buildings on the farm. Okay, so I'm seeing these bills, and I'm for clean air. Who isn't? Oh, no, I'm for dirty air. No, not unless you're...
I like to cough.
Yeah, right. I like to die breathing in this crap. At any rate, the new electric world has caused $263 billion to be invested. So there are 26,000 new jobs in a year in this sector. So that is speaking well to the stock market. Looking at some of the data on building new homes, for example, Pulte Group is somebody else. Just picked this out of thin air because now I've become a developer, so I'm looking at this stuff like I know what the heck I'm looking at. Well, I can see stock trends, and this is one of the many Toll Brothers, another one of these outfits. Their results are beating the estimates because there are a lot of new homes being sold. People are buying homes, excuse me, even though the money is harder to get, or it's more expensive, and it's harder to get from the banks. There are a lot of people who are downsizing. People who have bigger homes are selling them, and they're going to smaller homes. And that's where the surge is. Kind of interesting to see that. So anyway, I thought you'd be interested in some of the trends, the financial trends that are changing. Joe Biden has chosen a longtime aide that the Republicans like. Can I say those two things?
That's great.
Together? Shwazana Goff is her name. Congressional aide. Served as his main point of contact to the House from the start of his administration. She's going to be his new legislative affairs director. It's nice. Is there hope in this? I guess there's always. You look at this sort of stuff. Kevin McCarthy said this is a good... She's had her skills honed over a decade on Capitol Hill, and we all know that that's a world unto itself. It really is.
Yeah.
So she has some really good relationships, deep relationships with Democrats and Republicans. So take a deep breath here. Something that Democrats and Republicans like. Yay. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she's being called a proven leader and a trusted voice on both sides of the aisle.
Yep.
That's great.
Good. All right, here's some good news. You ready for this? Your friends at the IRS made a big announcement yesterday, ending their policy of unannounced visits to you as a taxpayer. No more agency revenue officers. This has been going on for a long time. And so they're doing it, they say, quote, to reduce public confusion and enhance overall safety measures for taxpayers and their employees. I guess you translate that, and when you make an unannounced visit to somebody these days, the gun's liable to come out, and it might not be such a great visit. I always thought that this was way... Well, the real reason, you want to know what the real reason is here for this? They can't get agents. They've been told the budget has been cut. So you remember when Joe Biden went in, I'm going to put in 180,000 more agents and we're going to get you tax cheats. We're going to get you. Well, that was a lot of talk because he can't get the bill through the House. And so there are no employees. So that's, I think, they say effective immediately, unannounced visits will end, except in a few circumstances, they'll be replaced with mailed letters to schedule meetings.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's okay. Well, especially when you have a business and you know you might be audited or something, you can start pooling some of that paperwork. You can kind of get ahead of it rather than be surprised and then have that stress. Now you're trying to remember where things are located. And
the National Treasury Employees Union supported the change, said the step will help protect officers whose jobs have become risky due to what described as false inflammatory rhetoric about the agency and its workforce. Yeah, people love the IRS, sure. And they said, created extra anxiety for taxpayers. They're not doing this for taxpayers. They're doing it because they, A, can't get people to work as a tax collector, and B, they are somewhat concerned about the stress that it's creating, and they can't get people to do it. They quit. I'm not going. If that's what my job is, I quit. So I think that that's an interesting. The IRS noted that there will still be limited situations where unannounced visits will occur, in the, for example, service of summonses, subpoenas, that sort of thing. But no more general visits from the IRS. Hooray! 48 after here on Good Day. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, and you decide you want to get some advice from a counselor, you may end up connecting with the lovely and talented Elizabeth Miller. So, under the circumstances, how did the doctor and the nurses that put this formula together, they wake up one morning and said, you know what? Collagen protein, yes.
Well, it started out with collagen protein. So it was created by nurses who were using it to help customers with their joint pain and their joint issues. And then they noticed that, you know, if you were taking it at bedtime, it was helping with sleep too. But then they noticed that people were losing weight. They were having more energy. Metabolisms were boosted. You know, people were like, wow, this is really actually helping me feel better, lose weight.
All right, let's talk about the deal.
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale. So we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any passion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Here on Good Day Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with us from ForbiddenDoctor.com. His other website is JackStockwell.com. I'm looking at some of the information on previous podcasts and downloads and Good Day Health, the episode that you explain why we cook our foods. Is very interesting. Makes it easier for them to digest in your body.
Yes.
So that's an explanation that's part of the privilege of having Jack here. So you can check him out. He's got his own podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, his radio program that he does locally there in Salt Lake where we are. He follows us on the air a couple of days a week. And he also is here to help you understand some of the important aspects to simple logistics when it comes to the logic of why does an apple a day keep the doctor away? Why? What's the logic in that? What's the reality?
Apples are full of a chemical called calcium malate. On all the shows I've done with you for, my goodness, nearly 20 years now, I always talk about how important calcium is to the immune system. While vitamin C might be the gun, calcium is the bullet. And with low calcium, you're going to have a sluggish immune system. So when you eat an apple, you're eating calcium in the form of calcium malate, which is only one enzyme step away from calcium bicarbonate, which is the only form of calcium your body can carry in the bloodstream. You know, so in other words, you get a boost of calcium right away, so you get a boost to your immune system when you need an apple.
So here you, I always give you permission to use me as an example. There's no HIPAA law that gets in between you and me talking about what goes on, what you know in our annual examinations, what you find out about my heart and my body and stuff between you and Ken. I feel like I'm well taken care of. So in this circumstance, Ken always asks me, and we make it, this is public, I have no calcium at all in my thoracic cavity. And he says, that's very unusual with somebody my age. I always love it when people say, oh, somebody your age. But I've never had any calcium. And could it be that this apple a day helps? Because I have an apple every single day of my life. I have an apple. So is that impactful when it comes to not having, or is there some other reason?
Certainly. I mean, back before we had the ability for chemical analysis, which began about in the middle of the 19th century and really started to catch on. Before that, they always knew people who ate apples, people who ate fresh berries, were healthier than those that didn't. Now we know why.
Yeah.
Because of the enzymes, the antioxidants that are present, and also because of the tremendous amounts of calcium that is present in that apple. And it's interesting that they would single out the apple as opposed to a banana or a pineapple, all of which are beneficial to some degree or another.
It's I have those every day, too.
It's a big boost. Yes,
I have a banana every day. I have a pineapple downstairs, black raspberries, all kinds of cherries. They're great this time of year. Grapes.
Well, it's interesting how well Mother Nature will take care of us when we eat Mother Nature's bounty.
We're smart enough, yeah.
Rather than somebody else's.
So, speaking of taking care, are you worried as a Nooka chiropractor that you're going to be replaced by AI? Is it going to be a robot that gets put into offices like yours, and those robots will treat people? You're a Nooka specialist, so that's the upper neck region, the upper back, and the the whole area that's north of your shoulders, I guess. Is that going to go, are you going to go the way of the wind, and somebody's going to plug in one of these robots and do the same thing?
Yeah, you know, I've wondered about that. With 3D printers they have now, they can actually do sculpting work as good as any sculptor can do.
Yeah.
So can I mean, because I have hands-on. To take care of my patients, it takes hands-on work to do that. A very soft touch that has certain neurological feedbacks that tells me what I'm doing while I'm doing it. Can AI do that? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if that. If our society and humanity can hold together long enough for the development to get to that point, I would not be surprised.
So you wonder, but can it do the same things like Ken's cardiological stuff? Will it be able to do most anything in terms of medical? It won't be able to prescribe, well, who knows?
Well, 40, 50 years ago, you know, 40 or 50 years ago, the idea of robots doing this and that were total fantasy and science fiction.
Yeah.
Now, 50 years later, my goodness, they've got guns mounted on look like robot dogs that can go running across the field shooting machine guns.
Great. All right,
go ahead. They've got airplanes that can fly themselves now. They can drop bombs. I mean, for Pete's sake.
GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find Jack's his pithy, important comments. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Now,
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.